Was that bowed and every eye closed? Just note a few things. Anyone that may be here has never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. What must I do to be saved? Just respond to his love. What we're going to have. Christ will know his hour has come. When Gentiles, those dirty rats, scummy people, they come seeking him. And when some Gentile Greeks come seeking him, boy, you talk about a dramatic moment in the life of Christ. He goes, uh-oh, it's over. My hour has come. The world is looking for me. My people have rejected me. But the world is looking for me. That's all you have to do is respond to his love. What is his love? Jesus Christ. You'll learn about salvation. You'll learn about love. When you just believe in Jesus Christ for eternal life. That's his love. God is in the life-giving business. Because where there is love, there is life. Where there is no love, there is no life. It's about the cross time. So here, his hour has not come. Let me have a little fun in closing with you. Jesus Christ is speaking in the treasury, and he doesn't even take up a collection. Shame on him. How can you be in the treasury and not take up a collection? But he doesn't do it. Doesn't take up a collection. Treasury is in the court of women, by the way, as far as he is able to go. See, that what the priest had knew that Christ is going to challenge us in John 4:15 to abide in his love. Stay there. That's where life is. That's where excitement is, energy. So the great issue is just simply to believe in Jesus Christ as Savior. Yeah, but what about my sins? That's not the issue. What about my life? That's not the issue.